Stop 20 is the Nature Centre. Here we'll have a chat to David Baker, manager of the centre.
David, you manage a few of the parks around Ipswich. In particular, you manage Queen's Park and the animals there, don't you?
Yes, I do, and have been for quite a number of years.
This park actually has had an animal display for a long, long time. How long have we had animals in Queen's Park?
The animal display has been around since the early 1910s, where they had a number of animals just on exhibit, free for the community to come and see.
Now, a few years ago, they changed it all. Actually, they seemed to do the place up a bit. They must have spent a fair bit of money on it.
Council decided in 1995 that they would rebuild the Nature Centre. A lot of money was injected into the facility and upgraded it to what you see today.
Now, it's quite a tourist attraction because you've got it open most days of the week, and during the school holidays, it's open all the time, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, Tuesdays and to Sundays, it's open from 9:30 to 4 p.m. On public holidays and the school holidays, it's open all through the week. The exception is on Mondays through other times, because we like to maintain the facility, and we like to give the animals a bit of a rest as well. So
it's not just native animals, is it? You've got a few other interesting animals in there.
Yes, we do have some animals that you probably you won't see in and around the native areas, but they are farm animals, and that sometimes the city kids don't get to see. So you can get up nice and close to them, and possibly even have a pat them as well.
It costs a fair bit of money to run this. How can the public help out?
Well, there are sponsorship ways, but the easiest way for most people is just a gold coin donation, because the area does cost quite a lot of money, and it is free for the community, which I don't know of many places are like that. We like to keep it that way, but to help keep it that way, we'd like the community just to assist in whatever way they can.
Dave, you should be proud. It's a great facility.
Oh, it's a beautiful facility, and there's many people. We get lots of people from all over the world telling us that they can't believe they come here and get a facility like this and free.
When you reach the amphitheatre at the end of the Nature Centre, take note of the concrete chairs on each side of the stage. The Numbelli seat, the Everybody seat, is a mosaic public art piece which was installed in Queen's Park in 2009. This project involved primary school children from seven schools who worked with local Indigenous storyteller Shannon Rusker and well-known Indigenous visual artist Philip Gardner to interpret a local Indigenous dreaming story through art. This is the end of your walking tour. After walking around the remainder of the Nature Centre, you might like to visit the cafe now for a coffee or cold drink. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to go to the Lookout and the Visitor Information Centre.